every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca, on a slightly overcast and very windy day. Hello, everyone. Welcome to high school baseball. The Bulldogs will take the field defensively against the visiting Riverdale Chieftains, who will be at the plate first here this afternoon. The Chieftains come in with a record of 4-2, while the Bulldogs are undefeated through five games on the season. Pitching matchup, as the coaches talked about, Wes Nelson on the hill for Ithaca, Logan Cagle for Riverdale. Action is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscogee is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to have the right vitamins, remember Benson Chiropractic in Muscogee, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
Here is the Riverdale batting order this afternoon. Carson Kenyon, the shortstop, will lead it off, followed by the catcher, Chase Chitwood. Emmett Drone at first base, it's third. Andre Tainter in center field, bats cleanup. Hitting number five, Logan Cagle, the pitcher. The sixth hitter is Ethan Bumkamp in left field. Talon Childs, the right fielder, is hitting seventh. Landon Bob at third base, bats eighth. And the number nine hitter, second baseman, Wyatt Storms. The Bulldogs in the field, Wes Nelson on the hill, Houston Bolin behind the plate. At first base, Mac Neef. Micah Salisbury is at second, Sammy Clary, the shortstop, and Logan Anderson at third base. The outfield from left to right, Cole Brownlee gets the start in left field tonight. The center fielder is Matt Kepler, and Cody Burns is playing right field. Wolves continue here today on a sun-drenched diamond at Ithaca, and a good crowd is assembling from both sides, and many, like me, ran back to the car to get their winter jackets. That kind of game today, see, you never know in the spring, and that's why my winter jacket goes everywhere with me until about the 4th of July. Standing in to get it started today, Carson Kenyon, right-handed batter, ready to roll. We enjoy the broadcast. We hope you will as well. Here we go. The first pitch is outside. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Good fastball from Nelson. Gets his first of the season. Right-handed pitcher is a junior. Ready to roll for pitch number two. There it is, and it's taken for a ball outside. Wind blowing out pretty strongly toward right center field right now. Two offering, changeup down low. Three balls and no strikes. The wind kind of switches directions from time to time. It appears it's going out to left center. Right now it's kind of over toward right center. It definitely will affect the ball hit up in the air today. Here's the pitch, over the top fastball, strike one. 3-1 now to Carson. Kurt Thompson coaching at third base, Chris Kenyon at first for the Chieftains. 3-1 offering is called, strike two. Good pitch from Nelson, painted the outside corner, and the count is full. Carson will check out, steps back in, and here we go. From the windup, Wes Nelson's pitch, changeup, swung on and missed, and there is one away. One down, and the batter will be Chase Chitwood. Good effort by Wes Nelson coming all the way back from 3-0 and getting the strikeout. Chitwood is the catcher for the Chieftains, and he's had a hot bat here this year. From the windup, there's the pitch. Popped up. Right field side. Salisbury, the second baseman, back, and he's got it. Wind playing little tricks with that one. He started out on the dirt and then wound up in the grass part of right field. It is out number two. And that will bring up Emmett Drone, the first baseman. Nelson now with two. getting ready to stand in is the batter. Drone, ready, swings, and got a piece of it, nothing in one. Chase Titt with the leading hitter for Riverdale average-wise, coming in with a with an average of 538. And Logan Cagle hitting 438 with eight RBIs. Logan is a couple of batters away yet. The one-strike offering from Nelson. Now the batter steps out. And now back in. Taps the plate and gets ready. The 0-1 offering from Nelson, it's taken outside. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Bulldogs with a pretty pitch staff. Got a chance to get Nelson some work today. There's the pitch. This one is upstairs. 2-1 to Emmett Drone. Drone steps back in. Nelson looks for the target from Boland. Here's the pitch. Down low. And that will be ball four. So Drone watches two in a row. They're a little bit low, and the Chieftains have a two-out base runner. That'll bring up Andre Tater. Tater steps in after checking the sign. Two away in the Riverdale half of inning number one. Runner at first base. And Tainter the batter. Nelson looking in for the target. The stretch and the pitch, and that one is high. One ball and no strikes. The Chieftains are always a patient team. They oftentimes get two-out base runners and oftentimes move those base runners. 1-0 pitch, that one is high. Two balls and no strikes. That's Nelson throwing the ball pretty hard, just trying to bring it down a little bit. Maybe not aim it so much. Here goes the next pitch. Change up is called a strike. Caught the upper part of the strike zone, so the count goes to 2-1. Drone with a slight lead at first base. Mac Neef plays the bag for the Bulldogs. 2-1 offering is taken a swing and a piece of it back to the screen. Late swing for Andre, and that makes it two balls and two strikes. We were here on Monday at Ithaca, and the grass is even greener today. Things continue to progress in the spring. Here's the pitch, change up. Oh, it's called strike three. Caught the outside corner, and Nelson gets out of it here in the inning. Two strikeouts for Wes, and in the inning for Riverdale. No runs, no hits, no errors, and there was a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Riverdale nothing, Ithaca, coming up on WRCO Radio Sports.
Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hackle Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Here is the Ithaca batting order. Matt Kepler, the center fielder, will lead it off, followed by the shortstop, Sammy Clary. Micah Salisbury at second base, it's third. Logan Anderson, the cleanup batter, is playing third base. And also Wes Nelson, the pitcher, hits fifth. Mac Neef at first base is followed in the lineup at number seven by Wyatt Hilby, the DH. Cody Burns, the right fielder, hits eighth. And Cole Brownlee, the left fielder, that's number nine. Going in to the bottom of the first, scoreless, and Logan Cagle is ready to work. Chitwood with the glove up. Cagle from the windup. There's the pitch and a check swing, and they say he didn't go around. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. There are a few games scheduled tomorrow, a few tournaments, but most of our local teams will be off tomorrow. 1-0 offering is going to be called a strike. 1-1. Gagel working quickly. Bottom fell out of that one. He's ready to roll for the 1-1 offering. There it is. Change up, chop on the infield. Headed up the middle and in there for a base hit. Matt Kepler sneaks one through, and the Bulldogs have a base runner here in the opening inning. That'll bring up Sammy Clary, the shortstop. Clary, who had a great pitching outing on Monday against Weston. He and Isaac Jennings, an hour and 15 minutes in that game. Both pitchers went the distance. Here's the pitch. Sammy will swing and miss. Nothing in one. Kepler goes back to first. That might be a record for me calling a high school baseball game, although maybe somewhere along the line there was one that short, but both pitches just threw outstanding, and there were some wonderful defensive plays. Gagel looks the runner, now throws him back. Kepler, after a dive at first base, dusts himself up. He's up with about a four-step jump. Nothing in one offering. Popped up. First base side. The first baseman is over, and he's got it. Is he in play? He made the grab. Yes, that's going to be an out. So that's a big out for the Chieftains. Emmett Drone stayed with it and caught it over in foul ground out of behind that Bulldog dugout. The batter will be Micah Salisbury. Micah playing second today. Runner with a big lead. Salisbury at the plate. Cagle ready. Throw to first. Ooh, that was close. Good move by Logan. Matt Kepler got back in. Head first slide. Up and leading again. Cagle is set. Here's the pitch. Fouled back by the batter. Nothing in one. That game on Monday with Jennings and Clary having such a good battle, you would not need a pitch count, a pitch clock in that game. No, they were way below the clock. Nothing in one. Of course, they don't have it in high school ball. There's a strike call. Nothing in two to Micah Salisbury. Been one of the Bulldogs' leading hitters, and it's for a lot of power. Trying to bring the runner around. It's two-strike pitch. There it is, and a swing and a piece of it. Salisbury stays alive. Got just a little bit of a nick on it. Bulldogs 5-0 overall, 4-0 in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Currently Seneca, the only other undefeated team in the Ridge and Valley. Two strikes. Cagle ready. There's the pitch. Fouled off. Micah doing a good job of staying in there, hanging in there, and getting just a piece of it. Kepler is back at first base. Matt gets the lead. Again, Logan Cagle performing the 0-2 pitch. Here it is. Swing and a knock toward the middle. Diving play. Knocked down by the second baseman. Throw to second. Not in time for the shortstop covering, and everybody is safe. Wyatt Storms made a play on that ball. We'll have to score that base hit, though. He cut one off, headed up the middle, and then tried to make a play for a force at second and didn't get him. So Kepler goes to second safely. Salisbury gets the single, and Logan Anderson the batter. Two on, one away in the Ithaca half of inning number one. Cagle ready. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Back over into the parking lot. Nothing in one to the batter. Flag blowing out fairly strongly and briskly toward left center field. 0-1 offering now, and Logan back in. Cagle eyes the runner, getting a lead at second base. And here's the pitch. Fastball is high above the letters. 1-1. Nelson due next for the Bulldogs. Chitwood with a glove up. Cagle back and ready. There is the deal. And a check swing. Got a piece of his bat. Strike two. and two strikes. Some of the Bulldog nicknames are their father's names. At least they were last year. So Logan is called Kenny, I believe. Back to the belt. Cagle ready. Here's the pitch. It's high. Backed him away slightly. The count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. So do they call his dad Kenny Logan? I don't know. Logan Anderson back in. Cagle ready. Here's the offering and a high fly pop toward left field. Ethan Bumkamp being called off. Running grab by Tainer coming in from center field. Calls him off with the sunglasses down and hauls it in for out number two. Any ball hit up in the air, especially as that one was by Logan Anderson, it's going to be an adventure. And Tainer able to corral that ball. Wes Nelson, the batter. Runners remain at first and second after that fly out. Cagle ready. There's the pitch. That one got away. High ball one. 1 ball and no strikes to the batter. Kepler at second. Salisbury leads from first. Cagle to the plate. It's called a strike. 1-1 to the batter. And runners tagging and leading. Cagle trying to get out of it. 1-1 offering. There is the pitch. And it's popped toward third. Third baseman over and runs out of room. That went over into the playground. So strike two on Wes Nelson. Bulldogs back to the bases. Yeah, good crowd on hand tonight. I see a lot of winter jackets and stocking caps. They're back in style, at least for today's game. 1-2 offering. Here's the pitch, and he went around. That's strike three. Cagle gets a big out. Nelson gone, and so are the Bulldogs. They'll get 2 hits in the opening inning and strand the pair. After one, no score between Riverdale and Ithaca. High school baseball coming your way today on WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center, and WRCO.com.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Wes Nelson on the mound, warming up for the second inning of work. No score here at Ithaca today. Chieftains with a deep bench. Players include Gavin Mirabelli, Alan Wilkie, Ethan Cagle, Brandon Meese, Gavin Kruel, and our worker at WRCO, Mr. Michael Hernan. He's in the house today. Logan Cagle for the Chieftains. Mentioned having a pretty healthy batting average early on. Stands in against Nelson, and there's the pitch outside. 1 ball and no strikes. Logan with a .438 batting average, 8 runs knocked in. He also has won 3 pitching games today. Here's a rip to left center field. The center fielder over. Nice running grab for Matt Kepler. Catches it in the left center field gap. Pretty good level line drive by Logan Cagle. There is one up and one down. And here is the left fielder, Ethan Bumpkin. From the windup, here comes the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Ithaca Weston having track practice tonight. Kind of finishing that up at this hour. There's the pitch. Strike call. One ball and one strike. We're about a month away from getting serious about making plans for the WIAA baseball tournament. 1-1 offering is swung on and missed. Strike two. 1-2 to the batter. Bumpkamp back and ready. Nelson from the windup. There is the pitch, and it's called a strike, and the ball goes around the horn. There are two away. That will bring up Talon Childs, the right fielder for Riverdale. Top of the second inning and two away in the Chieftains lineup. Last time we saw Riverdale, we commented on their brand-new unis. Looking good in pinstripes. From the windup, there's the pitch. Nelson delivers a strike. Nothing in one. Wes on board with his strike. Doing a good job of coming at the batter. From the windup, there's the pitch. Change up, bounce, foul outside of third or strike two. On a day with the wind blowing out a little bit, more of a hitter's day. Nelson is set to work. From the windup, there's the pitch outside. One ball and two strikes. Back in my glory years, played Riverdale a lot in baseball. We were always in the same sub-regional, it seemed like. Pitches down low for a ball, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Remember playing at Riverdale, must have been, I would say, our junior year. 2-2 offering is fouled off by Talon Childs, but they would play the first round of the WIAA tournament on a Friday night, and that was also the night of Ithaca's graduation. So I recall that we were in a tight ball game, and I think we wound up losing, but it was a game that went a little bit longer. The seniors had to scurry to get back for their graduation. Here's a pop-up, and that one is back to the screen. Bolin, nice play, well played. He gets the grab of the pop-up right in front of the backstop. So Riverdale goes in order here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. We are scoreless here. Riverdale and Ithaca, tonight's featured baseball game from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to Ithaca. It's the bottom of the second, and Mac Neath is standing in against Logan Cagle. Scoreless ball game. Riverdale with the pitch, and it's down low. 1-0. Wyatt Hilby and Cody Burns will follow for the Bulldogs. Cagle back and ready. The kick and the pitch. That one is called a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Cagle gave up two hits in the opening inning. The Bulldogs not score. Here comes the next pitch. That is called a strike. Daigle on the board with strike number one. Again, batter back in. Here's the pitch to Mac, and it's up high for a ball. 3-1, Mac Neef. Strong left-handed batter. Played right field primarily for the Bulldogs last year. Moved to first for the graduation of Ethan Cockcroft, who played there last year. This one is down low, and he walked in. Mac Neef on at first base. First walk yielded by Logan Cagle, and Wyatt Hilby, the designated hitter, will bat. Bulldogs have the leadoff man on for the second inning in a row. Neef will get a jaunt off of first base. Cagle with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Wyatt Hilby with a good cut. One of the Bulldogs' secrets to good hitting perhaps would be Dan Clary and his pitching of BP. Here's the pitch. This one popped foul and out of play. Two strikes. Throw some live pitches in the batting cage that they have here at Ithaca before each game and also during practices. He throws about 1,000 pitches a week. So Danny's in mid-season form already with his arm. Two-strike offering. There's the pitch, and that one is upstairs. 1-2 to Wyatt Hilby. Mac Neef leading at first. Emmett Drone playing the bag for Riverdale. Cagle ready. There's the deal. That one is high. Count even. Two balls and two strikes. Again, Neef with the lead. Cagle is set. There's the pitch. Sawed off and fouled. That one gets out of play. He'll be staying alive. 286 down the line here in left field. 270 in right field. A reachable spot. Here's the pitch down low. It gets by. Mac Neef's going to scurry to second base, and he's there as he takes an extra base for the Bulldogs. So Neef at second on a pass ball. The count full at 3-2 to Wyatt Hilby. Runner leads at second base. Cagle is set. Here's the pitch. Strike called. It pops away from the catcher, and now he picks it up. Mac Neef doesn't have any aspirations of going to third base. He'll stay at second. There is one away. Second strikeout for Logan Cagle, and that brings up Cody Burns. Burns with a couple of swings, and he is in. Ithaca with a man in scoring position. Cagle ready and delivers. That one is taken down low. One ball and no strikes. Talking about Dan Clary throwing batting practice, too. He doesn't throw lollipops like I would, like underhand rainbows. He's throwing pretty hard to him. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. I used to pitch batting practice because they figured I couldn't hurt my arm any worse. But no, back in Coach Pampu's day, I think I used to pitch all the time in batting practice. Guys liked it because I gave them lollipops. Runner leading at second. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 3-0. But when my son James started playing baseball, I would throw a little bit to him, especially when they were younger. But I would feel really bad when I would hit a youngster. And so I decided that it was time to give up the pitching. Too many brushback pitches in youth practice. 3-0 pitch is called a strike on Cody Burns, taken all the way. Mac Neef heads back to second and gets, again, a brief lead. 3-1 offering. Cagle coming back. There is the pitch. Strike two call. Cagle trying to come all the way back from being behind 3-0 in the count. Pull up now on Cody Burns. Cagle ready. The pitch swung on, ripped to second, caught. Stepping on the bag is Storms. That's two. And the turning two double play for the Chieftains ends the Bulldog threat here in the inning. Cody Burns with a line drive, hit it right on the head. Wyatt Storms hauls it in and steps on the second base bag for out number three. No runs in the inning, no hits, no errors, none left aboard. We go to the third, scoreless in Ithaca between the Bulldogs and the Chieftains on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
In the third inning for Riverdale, Landon Bob will lead it off, followed by Storms and Carson Kenyon. 8-9-1 batters against Wes Nelson, who has faced one more than the minimum through two innings. Ball goes around the horn, and now back to the hill, and we are ready to go. Scoreless game in the third inning. Adam Hess breakdancing in the booth. Got some music going on between innings on his cassette Walkman. First pitch of the third is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Bases clear as we get ready for the third. There's the strike. 1-1. Wes, well, he's been very effective here today. Three strikeouts. He's been able to get that outside corner call. 1-1 offering. That one is high for a ball. 2-1 to Landon Bob. Ithaca with big games coming up next week. They'll be hosting Seneca on Monday. There's a strike called on Landon Bob, and the count is even up at 2-2. Landon adjusts the cap, gets back in. Nelson working on a 2-2. From the windup, that one is high. All three. 3-2 to the hitter. Nelson looking in for the target from Boland. The payoff pitch, changeup, is just a bit high. Didn't miss by much. Landon Bob will take a base. Becomes the second Riverdale base runner. And the batter will be Wyatt Storms, the second baseman. Matt Keene slides over to play the first base bag as Wes Nelson goes to work on the batter. Landon Bob with a four-step jump. He's off. The pitch is high, and there'll be no throw. Stolen base for Landon Bob. So he is on board at second base. Ball was kind of a little bit high, and Houston didn't have a chance to really get that out of his glove. So a man at second. Here's the pitch, bunted out in front of the plate. Going to be picked up by Nelson, the throw, and they got him. Sacrifice complete as Landon Bob moves to third. Coaches Thompson and Kenyon going old school with a sack bunt, advancing the runner, and the top of the order is coming up. Carson Kenyon, a strikeout victim back in the first, will bat in the third. Run number one of the game, getting a lead at third base. Nelson is set. Here comes the pitch. Changeup swung on and a piece of it at the plate. It is 0-1. These two teams two of the best programs in Southwest Wisconsin. And in terms of coaching, nothing in one. Here's the pitch, popped up. First base side, Mac Neef over in foul ground, and he's called off. Salisbury gets the ball running behind Neef and hauls it in. So there are two away. That's a big out for the Bulldogs. And Chase Chitwood will be the batter. If these two teams would play again in the WIA playoffs, it would be at the state tournament because they're in opposite sectionals this year. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, my goodness. We thought last year's Weston Ithaca game in the sectional semifinal would be something. You imagine a couple of local teams playing at state. This one is high for a ball to Chase Chitwood. One ball, no strikes. Landon Bob remains at third. Wes Nelson back and ready. There is the pitch. Strike call. That was on the outside part of the plate against the left-handed batter. One ball and one strike. As it gets a bit more sunny across the diamond here at Ithaca, the 1-1 is swung on and missed. Two strikes now on the hitter. Chieftain's trying to get run number one across. Two outs. One and two to Chase Chitwood. Nelson back and ready. There's the deal. Chopped on the infield. Up the middle. In there for a base hit. And Riverdale takes the lead. Chase Chitwood with a ball that had eyes right up through the middle. And that scores Landon Bob. So a run across. And that brings up Emmett Drone. Emmett took a walk last time. So he'll take a couple of swings and stand in. Good piece of clutch hitting there by Chase Chitwood. Two strikes, two outs, puts one in play. Here's the pitch. That one is swung on foul down the third baseline on the ground. Strike one. Wind has changed directions again. It's just kind of a variable today. I know Tim said before the game that he had gusts at the studios around 24, 25 miles per hour. I would guess it's all of that now as we look out at both flags, the one at the school and the one over center field. Here's the pitch, runner going. It's a ball. Garcia Bolin with a throw to second, not in time, and the runner turns and going as that ball pops loose, and the Chieftains have a man at third base now. So Chitwood gets the stolen base, goes to third as that ball popped loose. So Emmett Drone has a man a heartbeat away, and Riverdale trying to take advantage again. Wes Nelson with the pitch outside, and the count is even, I believe, at 1-1. Chitwood leads at third base. A couple of steps off the bag. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike. I thought there was a little more pitch in there. The count is actually 2-2. Out. 2-2 to Drone. Deepton trying to do it to it again with two outs and two strikes on the batter. Nelson trying to set him down, and he does with strike three called. The batter caught looking, and that will do it for Riverdale. Four strikeouts for Wes Nelson. Riverdale scores a run on a hit. There were no errors. One left on at third. We go to the bottom of inning number three. The visiting Riverdale Chieftains leading the home Ithaca Bulldogs 1-0 on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Make prom special with a beautiful corsage or boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. We'll have you and your date looking extra special with the perfect floral accent for your look. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Cole Brownlee set to lead off in the third inning for the Ithaca Bulldogs, now trailing by a score of 1-0. Warm-ups continue for the Riverdale Chieftains. Number 8, Logan Cagle, on for his third inning of work today. The Chieftains with a run on a hit. The Bulldogs, no runs, and two base hits. Throw goes down to second base and around the horn and back to the mound as the Chieftains meet up on the mound with some encouragement for Logan Cagle to start the third. Ithaca with a couple of hits right out of the gate, but no score in that opening inning. Find themselves trailing in the bottom of the third, 1-0. And here is Brownlee, Bulldog left fielder in tonight's game. Cagle looking in for the sign, and from the windup, there's the pitch. Chopped foul. 0-1. And Clary's got a deep bench, and players on the roster that they could field a pretty solid team that would compete well in the Ridge and Valley, the second team that's not playing tonight. 0-1, there's the pitch. This one popped right field. Trouble coming over is Talon Childs. That drops in fair ground, and here is Brownlee going to second. He's there with a sliding double. Big hit for the Bulldogs. Brownlee, right-handed batter, going the opposite way, and he has a two-sacker. Back to the top of the order, Matt Kepler. Kepler single his first time up to lead off the game for the Bulldogs. Brownlee, and I don't know that we've seen him play this year, but he's in with Wes Nelson on the mound. Wes is the normal left fielder. Cole gets a nice double. Here's the pitch. That one backs the batter away. 1-0. Tying run at second for Ithaca in the bottom of the third inning. Cagle back, ready, checks the runner at second. There's the pitch, and it's down low in the dirt. 2-0. The jerseys of the Riverdale players flapping in the breeze here, this strong wind. 2-0. Here's the pitch. Strike called, and it's 2-1. That is the perils of spring, is that constant wind, even on a nice, warmer than this, sunny day sometimes. 2-1 offering. That one is down low for a ball. And it is 3-1 to the hitter. Cole Brownlee remains at second base. Gets his lead. Cagle ready. The 3-1 offering, and there it is, down low. He walked in. Bulldogs have two aboard with nobody out in the third inning. That will bring up Sammy Clary. Sammy popped out last time. So Ithaca threatening with a tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. And Cagle working the baseball behind the back. Checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Good fastball from Logan Cagle. Runners get their leads at first and second. 0-1. The pitch. Low for a ball. 1-1. Larry trying to get on board for first time today. Here's the pitch. Popped high in the air. Center field. Tainer over. He's got it in the left center field gap. Runners will hold at their respective bases. So one out as Sammy Clary flies out. And Micah Salisbury will be the batter. Micah singled his previous time up. is in, batting from the right side. Ethan Bumkamp plays pretty tight to the line in left field, playing in the pole. Here's the pitch. Popped up. This one high in the infield. Should be playable. Storm's drifting over, and he's got it. Infield fly was in play on that one, so two away now. Salisbury pops away, and this is going to bring up Logan Anderson. Bulldogs try not to waste two aboard, including that leadoff double by Brownlee. He leads at second. Gepler from first base. And Anderson is in. Cagle is ready. The pitch, Logan watches it above the letters. One ball and no strikes. MVP might be Doug Faber trying to get that grill going down there on a windy day. He's blowing out his matches. 1-0, runners leading, and it's strike called on the batter. One ball and one strike. I told Doug, I said, why don't you just bring a microwave? That might be easier. Those hot dogs. Runners lead at first and second. 1-1, Cagle ready. There's the pitch. Change up, and he went around. Strike two. That was a nice pitch. Logan Cagle adjusting the cap and getting back on the mound. Working from the stretch. Trying to get out of it for Riverdale. 1-2 offering down low, and the runners are thinking about it. They're going to stay as Chase Chitwood comes up with a good scoop. 2-2. Wes Nelson due next for the Bulldogs. Cagle back in the mitt. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Logan stays alive with a good cut. And the Chieftains get the ball back. Here we go again. Brownlee leads at second. Kepler at first. 2-2 offering from Logan Cagle. Here it is, and he's going to deliver down low. Full count now. Logan Anderson, nerves of steel right there. Have a bad bid last time. Hit at the center field, and it was caught. Ball up now for the Bulldogs, third baseman. Here's the payoff for the runners going. It's down low, and they're loaded up. Brownlee goes to third. Kepler at second. Anderson at first. And that will bring up Wes Nelson, who can help his own cause right here. Nelson will stand in, had a home run in the Weston game. That was huge. Strikeout victim back in the first. Cagle with the pitch. Strike call. Nothing and one to the batter. Tying run at third here for the Bulldogs. And the go-ahead runs, et cetera, et cetera, on base. Here's the pitch. Swing. And a piece of it at the plate. And it's two strikes now on Nelson. Wes, he swings. He doesn't get robbed up there. That was a strong, healthy cut. Backs packed. Two outs, two strikes. Cagle to the belt. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left center field. Shortstop back. It's going to drop in there. We're tied. Second run coming in. The Bulldogs will take the lead. Big clutch hit for Wes Nelson, helping the cause, and Ithaca takes the lead of 2-1. That ball landing in back of Carson Kenyon, the shortstop, who went as far as he could, and the left fielder, Ethan Bumkamp, coming in. It was just hit in a perfect spot. Brownlee scores. Kepler hustles in on the play. Anderson at second. Nelson at first. Here's the pitch and a swinging strike by Matt Neath. Nothing and one to the batter. Neath drew a walk last time. Cagle is set. There's the pitch to Mack, and he looks down low. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Lost the sunshine again for the time being. Probably easier for the fielders. The 1-1 offering is swung on, hit to left center and deep, and Tanner won't get it. It's into the gap, and a run's going to score as Anderson is in. They are waving Nelson. He will score. Head first slide at the plate, and into second base is Mac Neef with a double. Whoa, what a hit. Opposite way, a scorcher, and the Bulldogs take the lead at 4-1. Anderson scoring easily from second. Wes Nelson had to kick in the afterburner to get home from first base and got in with a head-first slide. Mac Neef comes away with a big hit for the Bulldogs. And two RBI. Wyatt Hilde is the eighth batter of the inning against Logan Cagle. Logan ready to work. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Wyatt was a strikeout victim last time. Cagle is set to work. Here's the pitch and a swinging strike. So it goes nothing and two on the batter. Cody Burns due next for the Bulldogs. Neef leads at second. There's the pitch outside. One ball and two strikes. Cheatham trying to get back to the dugout. Been a long inning in the field. 1-2 offering from Cagle to the belt. Here's the pitch and a swinging strike. He went around and that'll do it. Finally for the Bulldogs. Three strikeouts today for Logan Cagle. The Bulldogs do some damage in the third, coming back to take the lead. Four runs on two base hits. No errors and one left aboard. We go to the fourth. Ithaca leads it 4-1 over Riverdale here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
And we have this information to pass along. We got a call from Richland Electric Cooperative. There's a large outage in the Boaz, Rolling Ground, Excelsior, and Highway 60 area. And they just want to let everybody know that crews are working on the situation right now.
WRCO. Thank you very much, Tim Feed, and welcome back, everybody. It's the top of the fourth inning. Andre Tainter will lead it off for Riverdale. He'll be followed by Logan Cagle and Ethan Baumkamp. 4-1 Bulldogs. Ithaca now with four runs on four hits. Riverdale with one run on one hit. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike to Andre. Nothing in one. Wes Nelson on for his fourth inning of work. Target up by Boland. Nelson from the windup. The changeup is high for a ball. One ball and one strike. Wes working quickly. And the pitch, that one is high and outside. Two balls and a strike to the batter. Mentioned it the other night in the Richland Valley team with the probably even a couple losses could win the league. There's a chopper to third. Anderson picks it up, throws high, and not in time at first base. So Tainter is on board for Riverdale. The batter will be Logan Cagle. He'll be followed by Ethan Baumkamp. top of the fourth, 4-1. Ithaca in the advantage today. And Riverdale coming right back at it. Andre Tiener gets the lead at first. Nelson is set up, and here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing and one to Logan, who had that line drive out last time. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Runner leads at first. There's the pitch by Nelson. It is upstairs. One ball and one strike. Ithaca Lions auction coming up a week from this weekend. Hopefully a lot of people will either put something in for consignment or come out and bid. Proceeds of the small commission being charged will help with any community projects. 2-1 to Cagle. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Lions such a great job of supporting school endeavors and, of course, helping out with eye exams as well. Just a lot of things behind the scenes. Here's one foul back for a strike. Maybe I'll auction off one of my old baseball uniforms. I have one. Looks like it would fit a toddler. Probably shrunk. Here's the pitch, foul back off the bat of Logan Cagle. Back in my glory years. Oh, yeah, we played Riverdale quite a lot. We were battling my old buddy Tom Nondorf, the old left-hander at Riverdale. Here's a high fly to center field. Who's got it? Burns is back. He's got it right center field. Cody had to get on the horse, pulls it in. Tiener heads back to first base. So what a way for Ethan Bumpkamp. Ethan, a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Tapping the bat on the plate is Bumpkamp. And Tiener with a slight lead at first base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. So far this year, the Bulldogs have had wins on the mound from Micah Salisbury, Sammy Clary, and Devin Iam. Wes Nelson getting his first start of the year tonight. Nothing in one. The pitch is high. One ball and one strike to the batter. Checking time is Bumpkamp and Nelson to the belt. Wesley with the pitch. That one stays high. And the count goes to 2-1. Hunter tags up. Tiener with a good-sized lead. 2-1 offering. The pitch, strike two, call. Talon Childs due next for Riverdale. Matt Neath playing the bag for the Bulldogs at first as Tiener leads. The pitch is high. Full count now on the batter. Riverdale trying to bounce right back after getting four runned in the previous inning. Now pitch, runner going, swing and a miss, throw to second base, close but not in time. Salisbury trying to cradle that ball in there, and Andre Tiener slides past for the Chieftains. So he's in scoring position. Riverdale will try to make that a factor here. The man at number two in the batter, Talon Childs. Five strikeouts for Wesley Nelson. He has walked two. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul. Out of play. Nothing in one. Bulldogs trying to get out of the inning. Up by three runs. The stretch and the pitch outside. Boland making the nice play, going out to get it, and the count is even at one ball and one strike. Tiener leads. 1-1 offering, the pitch, ripped in the air, center field, who's got